FAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back. Greg Rakestraw pinch hitting for Bob Lovell. Don't worry, Bob is just fine. He's just saving up a little energy for Sunday's boys basketball pairing show, which the two of us get to do together right here on the IHSAA Champions Radio Network. And of course, you can watch it live anywhere in the world by going to IHSAATV.org. More about that in a moment. It is a very busy weekend. Joining us now to preview all of it, the commissioner of the IHSA and Bobby Cox. Hello, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Greg. Yourself?
I'm doing great. And let's start with the state championship event that's taking place first this weekend. That would be wrestling at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. I'm lucky to be a part of that broadcast on Saturday night as well. That has really turned into a crown jewel event downtown every year.
It is, Greg. It's a wonderful event. We'll have over 10,000 fans in the arena each session of the three sessions and nearing 12,000 for our finals. And every championship we have is special, and everyone has its own uniqueness. And the wrestling tournament is no different than any of the others. And as I mentioned before about our wrestling program, when you get down to Saturday night and there's only 28 young men left in that tournament and you put them under that spotlight, there's nowhere to hide. It's like, you know, in basketball, you might not want the ball for the final shot, or you might go hide in the corner, but not in wrestling. You got that light on you and you're wrestling for a championship. It's pretty special and a lot of energy in the arena, and so we're really looking forward to a good weekend with our wrestling program.
And if you go back a week, you had fantastic crowds at large venues, including Memorial Coliseum and the Ford Center a week ago.
Oh, we really do. You know, each of those semi-states are really, with respect to the numbers, they're like state meets. It's the same number of student-athletes in the meet. It's the same number of matches. Yet those venues do it all in one day, where we do our state championship in a day and a half. So our kudos go out to all those venues that hosted those events, getting those wrestlers through that program, and identifying those that were going to advance to the state championship.
All right, so you've got four great venues in use on Saturday as well for the penultimate round of the girls' state tournament. The semi-states this weekend. Tell us about your thoughts on Saturday's upcoming games.
We've got some great matchups, and we want to extend our thanks to our four host schools for. And we got a couple new hosts this year too. We got Valparaiso in the north, we got Jasper in the south, and they'll do a fantastic job. But there's some great matchups. Girls basketball fans will be treated to some outstanding games, and we're going to identify the eight that are going to come to the championship the following week at Bankers Life, and we're excited about the girls tournament. We've been getting some good reports on attendance, and I've attended a few ball games in the tournament myself, and there's been a lot of energy in those gymnasiums. I think it's going to be a great tournament.
All right, let's talk about one venue that, and just in specific, and that is Jasper. Jasper's old venue, which wasn't that old, has hosted semi-states in the past. Now it is their new venue that a roof accident forced them to build a few years ago. I've never been there, Bobby, but the pictures look phenomenal.
I have been there, and it is a tremendous facility, and the folks in Jasper should be congratulated for their vision and their ability to rebuild that gymnasium. And they did have a roof collapse a few years ago, and thank goodness no one was
right.
Hurt in that incident. It happened off school hours, and it happened actually just a few hours removed from, I think, a dance or a prom or
right.
Something of that nature. Right then, and so thank goodness that we didn't have anybody hurt in that incident. But now they've got a great gymnasium, and we're looking forward to having a semi-state there.
All right, so you've got a full slate of activity Friday and Saturday. I know last weekend you had the girls' swimming state finals. The boys' swimming really kind of kicks off in terms of the postseason this weekend. But let's go to a day that normally there is no activity in the IHSAA. That is Sunday. There's activity from a pairing show standpoint that takes place on Sunday afternoon. Again, I'm lucky to be a part of it. Your thoughts as to what will take place on Sunday between 5 and 7 o'clock?
Well, I really have enjoyed the development of our pairing show and how we've put that on IHSATV.org. And the fact that we allow our member schools to congregate on Sundays for this event, we have young people joining at their coaches' homes or at some player's house. and with these viewing parties are starting to catch on. It kind of has a little NCAA flavor to it when you watch the tournament, when they're doing the pairings and some school gets in and they're all excited. Well, our kids are starting to experience that too. They know they're in the tournament, but they don't know who they're playing. And so now there's an opportunity for them to get together, to start thinking a little bit about the tournament, and then see who they're going to play in that first round and who their opponents would be moving forward. So it creates a lot more energy around the tournament. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a great evening of pairing up the schools, and then we'll get ready for a boys' basketball tournament right after the girls finish at Bankers Life.
We have traditionally had pairing shows on radio and or television or both for girls basketball, boys basketball, and football for many years. But one of the efforts by the IHSA is to expand that to various sports. We even revealed the individual brackets for the wrestling state finals this weekend last Sunday. What's the feedback you've been getting from the quote-unquote other sports about getting their opportunity to pairing show as well?
Everything that we received, Greg, has been very positive. We've received very nice comments from the wrestling community. We received comments from our other sports as well. I'm really excited at the fact that we can do some more things than we've been able to do. I have to give credit to Heath Shanahan, who's our director of production in that area, and doing all this work to, you know, spotlight the other sports and spotlight the other kids. All these kids in these other sports that are away from football and basketball, that pairing, whatever it might be, or that drawing, whatever it might be, is very important to them as well. And so now we have an opportunity to spotlight those kids. So I'm really excited about that. And we, as you mentioned, we revealed the individual pairings for the wrestling tournament. And you know, those young men are sitting there on the edge of their seat. They want to know who they're going to wrestle that first round, because that first round of the wrestling tournament is very important. You win, you get to medal. If you don't win, you go home. So they really want to know who they're going to wrestle. So it was really exciting, a lot of positive comments. And so we're looking forward to continuing that and enhancing that moving forward.
As you can tell by the length of this interview, it is a very, very busy time of year for the commissioner of the IHSA and Bobby Cox. As always, my friend, thanks for the time. I will see you both Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Hysteria, it's Hatchet Basketball on the air.
Open up the doors, fill up the stands. It's game time in Hatchet Land. Lay some up and get ready to go. It's tip off time. Enjoy the show. Stand up!
Stand up!
And scream!
And scream!
This town!
Washington!
This team!
Hatchet!
Stand up!
Stand up!
And fight!
Yeah!
The Hatchet House is rocking tonight! Stand up! Oh, stand up! Stand up! Hey, stand up! Oh, yeah!
It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
It's the Hatchet pregame show on WAMW. We visit with Coach Gene Miller before tip-off tonight. Coach, hard to believe, three regular season games left. The tournament draw is Sunday. This season is winding down.
It is winding down. Of course,
you know, when we played eight games in the last 16 days coming into this week, those games, you know, just boom, 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 came right after another. And that was, you know, more than a third of our season right there in that two-week period, basically. But it is. It's amazing. You got two games this week, one game next week, and then the sectional starts on Tuesday. So, yeah, and we've got two tough opponents this weekend. Mount Carmel is, you know, a team that we had a great game against last year to win the conference championship, and they've got five out of six starters back from last year. They're a very big, strong, physical basketball team.
They got some height too, Coach. That's one thing you notice right off the bat on the roster. And a player coming back has been with them for the last five games. That's really a force.
Well, yeah, Jackson Marcotte is a kid that's 6'8", probably goes, 265 or so. Big, strong kid. He's a Division I athlete. In fact, he had big Division I basketball offers, and he decided to go play Division I football. He's a tight end. I think he's going to Wyoming. A very good athlete, very strong, physical player, and he's just coming back. I think this is about his sixth game. I believe this is his sixth game since coming back from having ACL surgery this fall. He's not moving quite as well as he did last year, but he's still big and still strong kid. And you know, they've got the other kids back. Their leading scorer is Austin Rager, who's averaging about 16 points a ball game. Again, here's a kid that's been starting since he's a freshman, 6'4". He can shoot the three, he can penetrate, he's very athletic. Brett Doan, 6'3", guards, averaging about 10 points a ball game. Very good three-point shooter. I still remember the three he hit last year. It was from out there at the volleyball line late in the game that closed the gap to two. And then Braden Stipp, also a starter, 6-foot starter, that's averaging about 13.5 a game. He's a kid that been starting since he's a freshman. Most of these kids have been playing since they've been freshmen. Blake Golden is a kid that was the first guy off the bench last year, 6'4", senior. And then, of course, Marcotte's the fifth starter. And then they got a freshman that's about 6'8". Caleb Appleby, he's a kid that was their starting quarterback on the football team as a freshman. So they've got a lot of size, a lot of talent. And they're a very physical basketball team.
Washington, not known for their height, Coach, but I'll tell you what, your team has played big in some big games this year and got some wins, so I don't think height ever intimidates this Hatchet team.
Well, I don't think the height intimidates us. I think we just, you know, we have been playing better. We just got to continue to get better. We didn't play very well in the second half of the Jasper ball game, and this is a team that took Jasper right down to the wire on Tuesday before we played them on Saturday. So this is a very good basketball team. We just got to come out. We got to get back on defense first. They like to push the ball up the floor. We've got to keep the ball away from Marcotte, and he gets it. We got to double him. We got to close out on their three-point shooters like Doan and Rager. And then we got to rebound the basketball. We're going to have to try to limit them to one shot each time down the floor. And then offensively, we're going to have to take care of the basketball and make sure we get a good shot every possession.
What about your starting lineup tonight?
Well, we're going to go with Tyson Wright and Evan Francis at the guards. We'll go with Trey Reed and Grant Niehaus at the forwards. And we'll go with Gage Latham in the middle. Billy Fleetwood is home sick again, so he's not with us today. So, you know, we got to go Evan. Evan's started in that spot two or three times this year, and we're sure he'll give us a very good ball game.
All right, Coach, best of luck. We'll see you in the post game. Let's wrap up the conference season with a win tonight.
All right, thank you very much, Dwayne.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
One day they're playing grown up. The next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. We can help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office at 310 Southeast 21st Street, Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome to the Hatchet House in Washington for Washington Hatchet Big 8 Conference Basketball on Memories 107.9 and WAMW AMFM.com. Tonight, the Hatchets kick off a weekend doubleheader at home with the Mount Carmel Aces in town. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Kyle Cornelius. Kyle, here we are back at it. Mount Carmel, an absolute force to be reckoned with tonight here at the Hatchet House. Look at that team down there, Kyle.
There's a lot of them.
Bunch of hosses, aren't they?
They are big. That is for sure.
Talked about that with Coach Miller in the pregame interview. The one to really watch is Jackson Marcotte, 6'7 senior. Actually, Coach Miller listed him as 6'8, about 285. He's going on to play D1 football at Wyoming. And basically, we've got to keep the ball out of his hands tonight, Kyle.
Yeah, he's going to be a tough find for the Hatchets, a tough matchup. Coming off an ACL injury, I believe. But he's back now, been back about... 4 weeks maybe?
Yeah, this is his, I think, sixth game, according to Coach. So
he's coming back off of that knee injury and definitely going to be a person for the Hatchets to watch tonight.
In the last 30 years in this series meeting, Washington has won 13 times and lost just once. Last year, Washington won 58-57. And many of these same players, matter of fact, the starting five, I think, according to Coach, all back this year, so it's going to be a little different matchup here at the Hatchet House.
Yeah, they've got a lot of experienced players, had a great season for them. This is usually their last game of the season before they start tournament play, and always one for us to put on the calendar as a game to hopefully get, but it's going to be tough for the Hatchets here tonight.
Well, the Big 8 Conference decided last week as the Hatchets fell to Jasper, unfortunately, really needed that one. Kyle, I was with you in spirit. Hatchets had a good first half, but fell a little short in the second half of play.
Yeah, blame it on us. We just weren't able to bring it home for them. But, no, that second half, we just weren't able to get over the hump. Jasper came away with it. And then Jasper went on the road and beat Princeton at Princeton by 19, which surprised a lot of people.
Unbelievable, yes.
But if Washington would have came away with a win there at Jasper, they could have at least had maybe a three-way tie or a share of that conference title. But that didn't happen.
And this Mount Carmel team also – went on to play Jasper and almost able to take out Jasper, but Jasper did get the win over Mount Carmel in the last outing for the Aces, 49-42. So Jasper does claim the Big 8 Conference title outright this year, but Washington right in the hunt of things in that second, third place. Washington has had some impressive conference wins this year. Kyle, we can say it. When it comes to conference play, that Big 8 Conference is one of the toughest in the state.
Yeah, it's a great conference, a lot of great teams, a lot of great coaches. And a lot of those teams, or a few of those teams, we'll see in the sectional as well. So definitely a great way to prepare for tournament play.
The crowd's still filing in here tonight at the Hatchet House as Washington and Mount Carmel set to do battle in the JV game. The Hatchets pulled away with the win, 38-28, and the varsity hoping to follow suit. When we come back, our starting lineups... And we'll get ready for the opening tip from the Hatchet House. It's Washington and Mount Carmel tonight on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will soon open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. And I'm John Baldwin, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center. Or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Hatchet Free Game brought to you tonight by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and by Purdue Farms in Washington. Dwayne Shake with Kyle Cornelius from the Hatchet House, one of two this weekend. Washington welcomes South Knox here tomorrow night. Again, an 8 o'clock tip-off, and I happen to see Coach Mark Rohr in the stands this evening as he has a night off on a Friday night, taking a few notes as he prepares for another tough showdown for the Hatchets tomorrow.
It'll be a great game tomorrow night as well as South Knox comes to town, and they are a very well played ball team as well. So two back-to-back nights where the Hatchets are going to be tested here on their home court.
And that's just what you want as you get ready for tournament play. This is going to blow your mind, Kyle. Sunday afternoon, the IHSAA pairing show, which means a week from next Tuesday, we kick off the boys basketball sectional. It will be here before you know it. Tune in for the IHSAA pairing show Sunday afternoon starting at 5 p.m. right here on Memories 107.9 as we find out who the Hatchets play in the opening round of the IHSAA Boys Basketball Tournament. Time now for the Prescription for Success, brought to you by The Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Kyle, a lot of things to consider here tonight. Hatchets can certainly hold their own with this team. What do you think is a prescription for success this evening?
Well, we just got to put four quarters together. I think we've done a nice job the last few weeks and the last few ball games of playing really well. Our last outing just was not able to put it together for 32 minutes, and tonight we're definitely going to have to be focused and be ready to play for the full 32 minutes. I look for this to go down to the wire. I really do, because I think the Hatchets are good enough to compete with them. We're just going to have to control the boards, take care of the ball offensively, and limit to Mount Carmel to just one possession, one shot each time down the floor, and I think we'll be okay. But anxious to see how the Hatchets bounce back from that Saturday afternoon defeat at Jasper.
One notable absence again for the Hatchets, Billy Fleetwood not dressing tonight as he is suffering from an illness, according to Coach Miller once again. So wish Billy a speedy recovery, but we'll miss his outside shooting for sure.
No doubt. Billy gives us a lot, both on the offensive end and defensive end at times, and hope he gets better. That flu has been bad, as we know, for everyone. So hopefully he's able to bounce back and get over that illness.
On the 95.9, just down the dial tonight, the Barrie Vikings taking on the Vincennes Reveille Patriots. They're at home this evening. You can catch the Vikings in action on the General 95.9. And we welcome you here to Memories 107.9 for this Varsity Big 8 Conference battle with Washington and Mount Carmel. Our starting lineups are presented by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain always proud to support our area athletes. For the visitors from Mount Carmel, they'll start at guard, a 6-foot senior number 3, Brandon Stipp. At guard, a 6'3 junior number 4, Brett Doan. At forward, a 6'4 senior number 5, Blake Golden. At forward, a 6'4 junior number 21, Austin Rager. He's averaging double figures. And in the middle, the big man, 6'8 senior number 34, Jackson Marcotte. The Mount Carmel Aces are coached by a familiar name, Tyler Buss. You may recognize the Buss name. His sister Tyra, all-time leading scorer not only at Mount Carmel, but now at Indiana University. And it's Tyra Buss bobblehead night, you were telling me, at IU tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon. It is senior day. And Tyra Buss bobblehead, I think, to the first 1,500 fans. So if you can get up there, I think it's a noon tip-off. Go up and support your Lady Hoosiers. But one stat that I believe it was Coach Brothers that gave me Dwayne, that you may not know. Tyra Buss holds the all-time scoring record for girls basketball in the state of Illinois at the high school level. Not only that, but she tops all three of our Zeller boys' point total. So add up Cody Zeller, Tyler Zeller, Luke Zeller, and she surpasses that as a total point total.
I watched her for 4 years.
She was amazing.
Let me tell you, class act too. Extremely humble and certainly deserving of everything, all the accolades she's received over the years. And man, we were glad to see her wear the crimson, weren't we, when she decided to choose IU.
You know, it's great that, and she was excelled in many sports. I think she also went to the state championship in tennis. She was an unbelievable tennis player. So just an overall great athlete, and not only a great athlete, but as you mentioned, a very good person, and love to see those kids be successful later on as they extend their career.
Hatchet starting Tyson Wright and Evan Francis at guard, Grant Niehaus and Trey Reed at forward, and Gage Latham working the middle. Francis will jump against the big man Mark Cott, and the opening tip controlled by the Hatchets.
Niehaus kind of stole that tip.
Grant
great
Niehaus
job.
Jumped in to get that. The Hatchets have the ball. We're just underway. 3 games left for Washington tonight here at home. South Knox will be here tomorrow, and then we travel to Evansville Memorial 1 week from tonight to wrap up the regular season. Washington very patient here. Again, height is certainly a factor for Mount Carmel. They've got some big men down there. 6'4", 6'3", 6'8". Marcotte's every bit of that, at least 285. Going to be a fine football player for Wyoming, man. Francis, far corner. Now Trey Reed has it. He sets, shoots, and scores. Trey Reed jumper just a step inside the three-point line at the top of the key. And it's 2-0 in favor of the Hatchets.
Great to see Trey look at the basket. Need to him to knock down some of those shots.
Marcotte kicks it out for the three. It's too strong on the rebound, controlled by the Aces. Here's the second chance. Driving to the hoop. The shot is up by Braden Stipp. It's off the mark. But Stipp earns his way to the free throw line to shoot two. We don't need to give them a second chance.
And that's what we talked about in the keys for success, limiting those second opportunities, as that three-pointer was off. A long rebound out to Mount Carmel's guards. Stipp to the line. First one is up and good.
Tyler Buss in his seventh year with Mount Carmel, 123 wins, 84 losses. The Aces coming in tonight with a record of 15-11 here at the Hatchet House. Mount Carmel, of course, plays more games over in Illinois. They have a bigger schedule than the Indiana teams. 2-2 as Stipp connects on both free throws. Hatchets push it up quickly and now set the offense. Grant Niehaus wide open for three, top of the key, couldn't get it. Rebound chased down by Braden Stipp, and here come the Aces.
Great look by Niehaus, just not able to connect as Marcotte gets the ball underneath and lays it in for two.
Marcotte on the scoring board with 2 points. It's 4-2 in favor of the Aces. Now Niehaus breaks free, but his shot is in and out. Loose ball, rebound to Stipp. He takes it coast to coast, can't get it on the rebound for the Hatchets. Trey Reed is fouled, and it'll be to Washington out of bounds. They'll take it the length of the floor.
Hatchets catching a break there as Mount Carmel missed an easy one. Going to get the over-the-back call, and Washington did a nice job too, Dwayne, the last time pushing it down the floor. With those guys being bigger, let's look to see if we can't make them run a little bit.
Tyson Wright sets for three, partially deflected, and no good into the hands of Mount Carmel. And that's Marcotte that takes it all the way, not stopped, and he gets two more. 6-2. Mount Carmel's lead is now at 4. Hatchets don't want this one to get out of hand early, Kyle. That's one thing for sure.
Well, Mount Carmel's in a man-to-man defense, but they're switching everything. So look for the guy that's screening to be open if he will pop back to the basketball.
Latham to Tyson Wright. Tyson shot off the mark. Rebound controlled by Austin Rager and the Aces. Rager, one of the big scorers for Mount Carmel. Now the ball into the hands of Blake Golden. Golden hands off to Braden Stipp. Stipp drives the paint, gets it, and one.
We had a guy there for a charge, but he's going to get bailed out before that.
Braden Stipp makes the shot count. Chance for the three-point play. 8-2 in favor of the Aces. Tonight's game coverage here on WAMW, brought to you by the Donaldson Insurance Agency. with Donaldson's, your number one. The Prescription Shop, your good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington, and by Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life. Free throw counts. Stipp has five. And right now, the Aces control, leading 9-2. And there's a steal by Rager, just taken away midair. Got it from Francis and lays it in for two more. And Coach Miller needs a timeout. Yeah, you got to reset the team here. Aces taking control, 4:58 to play in the opening quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Mount Carmel 11, Washington 2. We'll be back to the Hatchet House in 30 seconds on WAMW.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at the Hatchet House. Dwayne Schaaf with Kyle Cornelius. 4:58 to play in the opening quarter. Mount Carmel leading the Washington Hatchets by a score of 11-2. Aces coming out in full attack mode, using all of their weapons, and right now in control. Coach Miller calms his team down. The Hatchets have the ball as play resumes. Let's see what Washington does on this possession. Evan Francis out to Gage Latham. Latham near side behind the arc. Picks up the dribble, now feeds it to Tyson Wright. Over to Grant Niehaus. Niehaus to Trey Reed. Trey sits, shoots, missed that one. And the rebound to Austin Rager. Rager takes about four steps and already has it midcourt. Hands it off to Brett Doan. Now they go into the big man, Marcotte. Feeds it out to Stipp for three, and Stipp drains it.
Hey, he's a nice player as well.
Stipp for 6, 8 points of the Aces 14. And now a 12-point Mount Carmel lead halfway through the opening quarter, 14-2 in favor of Mount Carmel. Niehaus has the ball taken away. Loose ball to Blake Golden. Golden.
Oh, wow.
Lays it in for two more.
Did you see that, Dwayne?
I didn't. I looked down at my book momentarily.
Folks, we had a 2-on-1 fast break. One Hatchet player back. Golden faked the behind-the-back pass, got the Hatchet player to commit, and then laid it in. It was a nice play.
16-2.
One of those ones you see on SportsCenter.
Favor of Mount Carmel. Aces really taking control here. This is a good ball club.
They are a nice club. You're right. Dwayne, in your pregame, you said they were a nice team, and they definitely have shown it the first 5 minutes of this ball game.
Well, they're 15-11, but they played much of their season without the big man, Marcotte, as Gage Latham has a nice little half hook, doesn't get it, but does fight for his own rebound. Gage pushes it up and in for two. Man, that's I love
effort.
I mean,
effort. That's all you can say. He outworked the other nine guys.
He really did. Nice finish for Gage Latham, 16-4. 3 minutes left, first quarter. Austin Rager breaks free underneath, missed his first one, but got his own rebound, and the putback counts. Nobody there for the rebound for the Hatchets. 18-4 in favor of Mount Carmel. 2:45 left, first quarter. Grant Niehaus, far side, drives baseline. Kicks it out to Trey Reed. Trey. Now to Francis. Francis off to Niehaus. Out to Tyson Wright. 2.5 left. Evan straight to the hoop, and he's fouled. Evan Francis is going to shoot two free throws.
Nice move there by Evan as he got his defender up in the air on the three-point attempt. Took a strong to the basket. Able to draw the foul. He'll go to the line.
Game coverage brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. McDonald's Restaurant of Washington at McDonald's. I'm loving it. First free throw for Evan Francis is good. Substitution into the lineup now. Caleb Appleby checking in. He is the quarterback for this Mount Carmel football team. And you know what Mount Carmel thinks about their football program? Man,
they're all about it.
And he is a freshman quarterback, so you know he's a force.
Coach Durner will be seeing him in his sleep the next 3 years, I believe.
Yeah, look at him. I mean, he's what, 6'4"? Appleby checks in for the big man, Marcotte. Jackson Marcotte gets a break. It's 18-6 as Evan Francis connects on both free throws.
Does not look like a freshman, that's for sure.
2 minutes left in the opening quarter. Washington trailing by 12. Aces slow it up a bit here. Now they pick up the dribble, need some help. They go to Brett Doan. Doan, and a foul away from the ball.
Going to get an offensive foul on the Aces.
That's going to go against Brayton Stipp, his first.
Hatchett's defense that time was a little bit aggressive.
Picked it up, didn't they?
Sure did, and we're going to have more of that, I believe,
Kiowa Jones checked in during the last dead ball, so it's Kiowa Jones, Tyson Wright, Trey Reed, Gage Latham, and Grant Niehaus, the five on the floor now for Washington. Tyson to Niehaus. Niehaus sets, shoots, and scores. Grant Niehaus connects. First field goal for Grant. 18-8. The lead is 10 now for Mount Carmel with a minute 45 left first quarter. Underneath, here's Appleby, and he made it. I didn't think that was going in, but he did get it to fall. Caleb Appleby, good for his first points, 20-8. Back to a 12-point Mount Carmel lead. Niehaus lost it on his move, and the loose ball into the hands of Rager, and Rager finishes with two more.
He knows what to do with it when he gets it in transition.
22-8. They like to run and gun, Kyle. Coach mentioned that. There's a foul away from the ball, this time against the Hatchets.
Going to get Kiowa Jones on an illegal back screen to the basket. I thought it was pretty good. He actually made contact on the screen, which a lot of times you don't see kids do anymore, and the official thought it was a little excessive.
Into the lineup now is Dawson Brown for the Aces. So they have Brayden Stipp, Austin Rager, Dawson Brown, Caleb Appleby, and Brett Doan on the floor. The Aces turn it over as the Hatchets create the steal on defense. Now here comes Washington. Grant Niehaus blocked by Appleby. And the rebound to Mount Carmel. Austin Rager finishes for two more. I'm telling you, Kyle, you cannot look down very long. These guys run and gun. They're on pace to score 100 points tonight.
We're not going to let that happen.
24-8 in favor of the Aces. Under 30 seconds to play.
Right, they do look to get the ball up and down the court.
I missed the Jasper game, but I got to say, Jasper must be solid if they beat this team, Kyle.
I'm going to venture to say it was at Jasper.
It was. Yes.
Okay.
10 seconds remaining. Washington now needs to make their move. 5 seconds. Tyson Wright, shot up. Get in there. No, and that's it for the first quarter of play. 8 minutes in the books on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after one. It's Mount Carmel 24, the Washington Hatchets 8. We'll be back with second quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back in the Hatchet House, Dwayne Shake with Kyle Cornelius, ready for the second quarter of action. Mount Carmel starts with the ball and a big lead. They lead 24-8 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Aces the real deal. Appleby hands it back to Stipp. Stipp's runner, no good. Battled for the rebound, loose, and into the hands of Rager, and Rager is fouled on the rebound. Out of bounds for Mount Carmel. Boy, second chances kill you. And, boy, the Aces like to crash the boards, that's for sure.
I've got them with 3 missed field goals, Dwayne, and they've got 3 offensive rebounds.
There, that tells the story. Rager Over to Brett Doan. Now back to Stipp. Stipp just outside the center circle. Works it over to Dawson Brown. Brown lobs underneath to Appleby, and Appleby with the finish.
Which basically means that Washington has not stopped them yet, Caleb, other than a turnover.
Caleb Appleby, good for two. It's 26-8 in favor of the Aces. Tyson Wright's open for three, too strong. Rebound to Dawson Brown. There's the outlet pass to Stipp. Stipp missed. Rebound, Trey Reed. Reed comes up with it. Needs help. Pick from behind and then foul. They do not quit, do they? Trey sacrificed the kidney and the right toe, but able to hang on to that ball.
Whatever it takes, I guess.
It's out of bounds for Washington. The foul whistled on Stipp. That's his second. Team's fourth. Stipp needs to take a break now, so he sits down. Austin Rager also gets a breather. Hatchets need to take advantage while these guys are on the bench. Julius Hardiman has entered the lineup for Washington. Now Trey Reed has it. Trey to Evan Francis, top of the key. 6:45 to go, first half. 26-8 if you're just joining us. Mount Carmel with the lead. There's a runner by Tyson Wright, off the mark. On the rebound, last touch by the Hatchets. Out of bounds to Mount Carmel. Tonight's game brought to you by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Washington Chrysler Center. Ram Truck Days continue. Save big at the Washington Chrysler Center. The new 2018 Ram Trucks. And by A&R Home Center. More than just a hardware store. Bo Stipp feeds it out to Blake Golden. Golden tries for three. Can't get it. Rebound to Washington. Here's Trey Reed up and in for two. Trey Reed, 4 points, 26-10 in favor of Mount Carmel. 6 minutes left, first half. I think the average time of possession for Mount Carmel, Kyle, is 3 seconds. As that three was off the mark by Brett Doan, and a foul against Mount Carmel gives it to Washington out of bounds. I mean, seriously, 3 seconds might be pushing it. They do not keep the ball long, do they?
They might have a shot clock in their head that they need to get a shot up.
The old five passes rule from the Hoosiers movie, that doesn't play
shoot
into
the ball,
their,
Ray. Shoot the ball.
It doesn't play into effect for this team at all. 5:45 in the first half now.
Guess it'd be fun to play in.
26-10. Washington with the ball, trailing by 16. Tyson Wright sets the offense, gets the pick. Now he works free and shoots it up and in for two. Tyson Wright, good for two. His confidence is getting stronger every game. Almost a steal by Trey Reed. Mount Carmel maintains. Blake Golden has it. Left-hand dribble over to Appleby. Appleby, jump shot, short, gets his own rebound. Second attempt, no good, and there's Trey Reed to clean it up there. Good job, Trey. Washington with the stop. Now they need to score. Right to Julius Hardiman. Kicks it over to Reed, far side. Now Evan Francis behind the arc to Gage Latham, and now back out to Tyson Wright. 26-12. Francis out to Tyson Wright for three. Get in there, downtown. There's Tyson. First three-pointer of the night, and Coach Buss wants a timeout. It's 26-15. The Hatchet's chipping away. We'll take 30 seconds and come back with more from the Hatchet House right after this on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Tonight's game from the Hatchet House brought to you by Davies Community Hospital, better together for better health. And by Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. Now Carmel with the ball as play resumes, 4.5 to play in the first half. It's 26-15, and there's a steal by Washington.
Great job by Trey Reed. denying the post feed.
Underneath, Gage Latham has it now. Gage kicks it out to Trey. Trey to Tyson Wright. Washington needs to make that turnover count now. They need to put it through the hoop. About 4 minutes left in this first half. Tyson Wright gets open for three again. That one too strong. Rebound to the Aces. Here comes Austin Rager. Check back in. He's one of the leading scorers. He loves to shoot, drives in the paint, misses his first one, but gets his own rebound, and the putback counts. He's got his own rebound three times, I think, in this first half already.
He's got five offensive rebounds for Mount Carmel.
Rager at the line to shoot two, 8 points in this first half. He's averaging, I think Coach said, around 14 a game. So he's one of the scoring threats for this team. But choked his first free throw. Jackson Marcotte coming back in, the big 6'8 senior. Didn't see him much so far in the first half, but he's re-entered now, replacing Brett Doan. Evan Francis is going to come back in now for Washington, give Trey Reed a break.
And that's more of Trey picking up his second foul. Coach Miller probably wanting to hold on to him for the second half.
Second free throw is good by Rager, 1 for 2 at the line. He has 9. It's 27-15. 12-point lead for the Aces. Under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Grant Niehaus over to Austin Francis, far side behind the arc. We have nothing inside against this height. And they kind of stepped out too, haven't they, Kyle? They're, as I say that, Francis worked free, but his shot is off the mark. Rebound to Mount Carmel. Bostip works it up, hands off to Austin Rager. Rager out to Marcotte. Look at this guy stepping out for the three, missed it. And the rebound to Washington.
Well, that was a step back three from your 6'8", 280 center.
He felt it, Kyle.
I'm telling you, he was in that shot clock violation for Mount Carmel, like you said.
Yeah, they do not keep the ball long on offense.
Hey.
They
live by the, if you can eye it, fly it.
That's right. Hardiman in the lineup for Washington. Hands off to Gage Latham. Now Tyson Wright working it to Evan Francis. Francis getting a lot of pressure by Bostip. Hands off to Gage Latham. Now Julius Hardiman picked. Loose ball to the Aces. And the lay-in is good for Blake Golden. Golden with 4. It's 29-15.
Washington's goal here would try to get it under 10 before half.
2.5 minutes to do that here in the first half. Niehaus to Francis. Francis kicks it out to Gage. Now to Niehaus. Grant needs help. Looks into Julius Hardiman. Back out to Grant. Tyson Wright, Grant, shot up, nope. And Julius Hardiman with the foul on the rebound. That's going to be the 7th team foul. Or no, 6th team foul against the Hatchets. So Mount Carmel will be in the bonus for the rest of this first half for the final 2 minutes. They lead 29-15. With the ball, Brett Doan walks it up. Doan over to Dawson Brown. To Blake Golden. Now the Aces taking their time. They're a lot more patient all of a sudden. Now they get it into the big man, Marcotte. And there's nobody there to stop him. Jackson Marcotte. 2 more. He's got 6. Francis couldn't get it. The lay-in on the other end. And there's Gage Latham. His shot no good. There's Julius Hardiman. The putback finally falls. Julius Hardiman gets 2. 31-17.
Those were hard-fought points right there by
that
both
was.
Gage and Hardiman.
Crashing the boards. Rager fouled. And he's going to the line for 2 more. Austin Rager shooting 2. 1 for 2 at the line so far. With 1:09 left. Julius Hardiman picks up his 2nd foul. That is also the 7th team foul against the Hatchets. First free throw from Reger. Short. Nope. Gosh. Thought it was.
It was. Somehow it bounced up in the air and went
that
in.
It was a front spin, wasn't it? One more free throw for Austin Reger as Hunter Killian checked into the lineup now for the Hatchets. Second free throw off the mark. Killian there for the rebound. It's 32-17. Hatchets trail by 15. Under a minute to play in the first half. Right to Francis. Niehaus back to Evan. Evan worked free. Nice move to the bucket. Evan Francis good for two. He has four, and it's 32-19. Mount Carmel may want the last shot here. Let's see what they do.
No.
Yeah, why would they do that? Huh? Brett Doan controls. Almost lost it. Now picked up the dribble. Needs some help. Gets it to Marcotte. Marcotte. No good.
Boy. In my opinion, the official bailed him out on that move. I thought it was pretty good defense by the Hatchets. But they're going to put Marcotte at the line with 25 seconds left.
He's going to shoot two. Foul on Gage Latham. No, the foul on Grant Niehaus.
Misses the first. As we say, the ball don't lie.
Shaquille O'Neal at the free throw line.
Well,
a little smaller scale, but you get the concept we're trying to paint at home, don't you? He did get the second one. All right, so maybe it wasn't Shaquille completely. 33-19.
Everything but the dollar signs.
20 seconds left, first half. Washington trailing Mount Carmel here at the Hatchet House.
Nice.
There's a nice cut to the hoop by Niehaus. Couldn't finish. Rebound, Gage Latham. And traveling is the call.
Unfortunate for Gage. Great effort.
Yeah, it was.
Great execution by Washington, other than finishing at the rim.
Look for Mount Carmel to get a shot here. They push it up quickly. It's Reger, top of the key. No good. And that's where we will end the first half. After one half of basketball here in Washington on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Mount Carmel Aces 33, Washington Hatchets 19. Halftime show coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for Built Ford Tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at the Hatchet House, it's halftime, and your halftime show brought to you by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent. Washington at the half, Mount Carmel leading the Washington Hatchets 33. 20-19. Individual scoring first for the Hatchets. Tyson Wright has 5 to pace the way. 4 points for Evan Francis. 4 points for Trey Reed. 2 points for Grant Niehaus. 2 points for Julius Hardiman. And 2 points for Gage Latham. So 6 players in the scoring column, but nobody busting at the seams. Tyson Wright with 5. Evan Francis with 4. Trey Reed with 4. Grant Niehaus with 2. Julius Hardiman with 2. And Gage Latham has 2. For the visiting Mount Carmel Aces, they have Austin Rager with 10 in double figures at the half. Braden Stipp has 8. 7 points for the big man Jackson Marcotte. Then 4 points apiece for Blake Golden and Caleb Appleby. 10 for Rager, 8 for Braden Stipp, 7 for Jackson Marcotte, 4 for Blake Golden, and 4 for Caleb Appleby. It was 24-8 at the end of the first quarter, 33-19 in favor of Mount Carmel at the halftime break. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. Kyle Cornelius will have the first half team stats coming up next here on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire or need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
For details, see me, John Gear in Washington.
Headlines Beauty Salon wants you to always look your best. With hairstyles and colors constantly changing, Headlines Beauty Salon keeps up to date on the latest hairstyles. Give Kim, Danielle, or Susan a call today for a new look for the new year. 812-254-1810. Headlines Beauty Salon has a new look for the new year waiting for you. Customer satisfaction is their goal. They have hair products and gift certificates available, and these make a great gift anytime. Headlines Beauty Salon, Northeast 4th Street in Washington.
If you're unable to work or suffer from a disability that makes it difficult to perform your job, call the local attorney that has helped hundreds win their disability cases and receive their benefits from the government. Tim Dant, the veteran attorney with the legal expertise and experience in Social Security disability cases. Tim Dant is an attorney, not a certified representative that moves you through a disability claims hearing. When your future income is at stake, choose a proven winner. Tim Dant, attorney at law at the law office of Hayes and Dant in Washington.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington invites you to bring the family for a great night of family fun. Every Friday and Saturday, we crank up the jukebox for Rock and Bowl. Throughout the week, league play continues, and you cannot bowl on an empty stomach. The Kingpin Bowling Center snack bar is one of the best, with a full menu from appetizers to the main dish. New items have been added, including wings, drums, hot ham and cheese, and of course, great pizza. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington.
The Voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. It's halftime on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Mount Carmel Aces leading the Washington Hatchets 33-19. Kyle Cornelius, what do you got on the team stats?
Start with your Mount Carmel Golden Aces. They are 12 out of 19 from two-point range for 63%. 1 out of 6 from three-point range for 17%. They had 5 offensive rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds, 6 out of 9 from the foul line for 67%, and they ended the first half with 3 turnovers. For your Hatchets, they are 7 out of 17 from 2-point range for 41%. They, too, are 1 out of 6 from 3 for 17%. 3 offensive rebounds, 5 defensive rebounds, 2 out of 2 from the foul line for 100%. And they ended the first half with 6 turnovers. As your Hatchets are trailing at the half, 33-19.
Halftime adjustment brought to you by the Washington Chrysler Center Service Team. If you have the check engine light on, from anything to an oil change to finding the problem, diagnosing the problem, and getting it fixed and getting you back on the road, with years of experience, contact the Washington Chrysler Center Service Team, 254-3217. Well, I tell you, Kyle, we got to control the tempo of this game. And Coach mentioned that in the pregame interview. Mount Carmel likes to run and gun. They're up the floor quick-like. They're getting some good, unfortunately, real easy looks. That's why that two-point field goal percentage is so high.
You're right. They're looking to get the ball inside. Shooting from the perimeter is not very well to this point, but they've done all their damage inside, and those shots that they have missed seems like they've come up with the offensive rebounds, which also has hurt the Hatchets here in the first half. So look for this second half, Hatchets. I'd like to see them put a little bit more pressure on the basketball, see if they can't make it more difficult for those guards to find the big guys underneath the basket for those easy shots. And then also rebounding. We've got to rebound the basketball, limit them to just one opportunity. And I think we could climb back into this game, but it's going to be a tough uphill battle for sure here in the second half.
At the half, it's Washington trailing the Mount Carmel Aces 33-19. Second half action coming up in 2 minutes here on WAMW.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Halftime show presented by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. We are ready for the second half of play here at the Hatchet House, where Washington needs to gain some ground. Mount Carmel in control right now. They lead on the A&R Home Center scoreboard 33-19. The Hatchets start with the ball to begin the second half of play. Julius Hardiman, Tyson Wright, Gage Latham, Trey Reed, and Grant Niehaus, the five on the floor for Washington. Starting five, returning to the lineup for the Aces, Braden Stipp, Brett Doan, Blake Golden, Austin Rager, and Jackson Marcotte. Niehaus now to Trey Reed, far corner. It's kicked out of bounds by Braden Stipp, the ball staying with Washington. Tonight's game coverage presented by WTHI, TV 10 in Terre Haute, the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home coming soon to Washington on State Street. Out of bounds baseline for the Hatchets underneath their bucket. Goes in to Julius Hardiman. Hardiman, nice feed to Gage Latham, and a nice finish by Gage.
That was a nice post feed with the left hand.
Off the glass for two. Gage now with 4 points. It's 33-21.
Washington switching it up to start the second half.
And Jackson Marcotte broke free. He did not get the lay-in.
And as I mentioned, they were in a 2-3 zone there.
Man, Kyle, so he misses, and then he gets his own rebound. Well, and we just, I mean, he's up. His head was over the rim on that board. 6'8". So now he has two free throws. I guess I'd rather see him try to earn them there because he's not real strong there. Missed the first one. Marcotte again, a D1 player heading to Wyoming to play football next year. Second free throw off the mark.
Good foul.
See? I told you, Kyle.
See?
Foul was whistled on Julius Hardiman. That was his third personal. Julius has to be careful. Just a minute gone in the second half. Washington with the ball, trailing 33-21. Trey Reed kicks it out to Tyson Wright. Tyson lobs in to Julius. Julius, spin move, up and in for two. That's a nice move.
That was a good move.
By the freshman, Hardeman with four. 33-23. There's your 10-point lead, Kyle.
Tell you, he's got a bright future as well for the Hatchets.
Let's keep nipping away now. 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball is loose and taken away by Washington. Grant Niehaus on the run. Around the rim, no. Rebound, Trey Reed, and he's fouled on the putback. Trey shooting two.
Great job. Great hustle. Washington coming out with a little bit of fight to start this second half.
6:19 to go, third quarter. It's Washington trailing 33-23. Trey Reed at the line, shooting two, connects on the first one.
Attaboy, Trey.
The freshman with five, makes it 33-24. He's got one more. Second free throw, oh, no good. Rebound to Marcotte. Got a final. North Davies beat White River Valley tonight, 38-23. Cougars notch a W on this Friday. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Mount Carmel with the ball, leading 33-24. It's a single-digit lead for the first time in the game.
This 2-3 zone has slowed Mount Carmel down on the offensive end to start the second half. But the big thing Washington's trying to do is to keep it out of the post.
Just pitch and catch right now for the Aces. They're not in a hurry. Stipp left alone, and he'll lay it in for three. Man, he's good. Second three-pointer for Braden Stipp. He's double figures now with 11. 36-24. Gave him just enough room to finish it. I still like the zone, Kyle, though. You're right. It has shaken him up a bit more. If nothing else, slowed him down a lot.
Yeah, slowed him down. His right 15-footer is off the mark.
Tyson just short. Rebound to Austin Rager, and here he goes off to the races. Rager now kicked out for three by Braden Stipp. He's feeling it. Two unanswered threes. Stipp now with 14, and the ball swatted out of bounds by the Aces. It stays with Washington.
Right now you're trying to pick your poison, so to speak, for the Hatchets. You want them to go inside or make them see if they can make the outside shot, as they were just 1-for-6 in the first half. Stipp's hit two here early as we got a hand check foul on Blake Golden. Going to be Washington's basketball side out.
39-24. Hatchet's ball in front of their bench. Mount Carmel fans didn't like that call. Coach Buss didn't care much for it either. Here comes Washington now. Shot by Niehaus is short. Rebound, a foul called against the Hatchets. Going to send it down to Mount Carmel. Gage Latham called for a push-off. No, it's on Julius Hardeman. That's his fourth. Julius called for the push-off. Coach Miller going to keep him in there. 4:42 to go. Third quarter, 39-24. And there's a turnover by the Aces, an unforced error, as the ball rolled right out of the hands of Brett Doan and out of bounds.
Just kind of took his eye off the ball as he was going to make the catch and loses it out of bounds.
Like to see the fans get into this one, Kyle. They haven't had much to cheer about yet. Home crowd looking for a run by this Washington team. Niehaus, top of the key to Trey Reed. Trey couldn't get it. Rebound tipped into the hands of Stipp, and he'll hand it off to Austin Rager, and Rager will finish with two more.
Boy, they do push the ball, don't they?
They want to run it. They want the tempo. 41-24. The lead has jumped to 17 now for the Aces. Washington had it trimmed down to 9. Yeah,
cut it to 9, two back-to-back threes, and then a layup. Back up to 17 just like that.
Tyson Wright makes his move, and Wright hits the floor, draws the foul. Tyson will shoot two.
You know, Washington did spend a lot of energy there to get it underneath single digits, and at the blink of an eye, right back to 17.
This Mount Carmel team has lost 11 games. It's hard to believe, but again, they played three quarters of their schedule without Jackson Marcotte. He's only been back for about the last six games. ACL injury. The first free throw for Wright was good.
You can tell he's still on limited action as he checks out of the game here. Plays about 4 minutes of each quarter until he gets back in the groove of things.
Both free throws count for Tyson Wright. It's 41-26 now. With 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Mount Carmel leading. They have the ball. And there's a steal by Grant Niehaus. Good
great
job.
Great hustle.
Good defense there by Niehaus and the Hatchets. Tyson over to Trey Reed. Trey drives baseline. Spinner. Shot up. Nope. Rebound to Austin Rager. Rager is so quick. He is not afraid to go coast to coast.
No, he's looking to take it to the rim every chance he can get and does a nice job with it as well.
41-26, under 3 minutes left, third quarter. Appleby in the lineup, feeds it to Blake Golden. Now it's out to Doan for three, and he can't get it around the rim. Rebound, controlled by Trey Reed and the Hatchets. It's 41-26. Hatchets trailing by 15, 2.5 left in this third quarter. Niehaus, top of the key to Hardiman. Now Trey Reed has it to Niehaus, cutting to the hoop, and a foul on the floor against Mount Carmel. That's going to go on Blake Golden. Third foul on Golden. That is the fourth team foul in this third quarter for Mount Carmel. So Golden has to sit down, and Dawson Brown checks back in now for the Aces. Niehaus triggers the inbounds. It's at Latham. Now Grant has it back over to Trey Reed. Trey to Gage at the top of the key. Julius Hardiman over to Grant. Now Latham, Trey Reed, shot up and in. Trey connects from, what is that, about 18 foot?
Yep, nice shot.
7 points for Trey Reed, the freshman, 41-28.
We need to end this quarter strong here, Dwayne.
Under 2 minutes left.
There's a turnover.
There's a steal.
Maybe.
Ah.
No. How do we not come up with that?
The loose ball falls back into the hands of Rager, and he connects for two.
We had it.
Out of bounds.
Turnover by the Hatchets.
That was right in front of Coach Chief Miller, who's pleading his case. That was a bad call. That was a really bad call. I'm not sure why that official who's right in front of it.
That's what Coach was telling him.
Defers to the other official. They're going to call a bump foul.
He's saying so, you let the official that was 30 feet away from the ball to make that call, and when you're standing right there and you saw it.
And then he calls a bump, cheap bump foul.
Well, you'll have
so
that.
So he's showing Coach, hey, don't talk to me anymore. Just stupid. 43-28. Let him play. 1:20 left in the third quarter. No challenge right now by the Hatchets. So Mount Carmel holding the ball. Now Washington comes out to pick up the defense. There's a three, short. There's Rager right there for the rebound and two more. Austin Rager having the game of his career, 16 points. 45-28, under 1 minute left in the third quarter. Latham off to Grant Niehaus. Now to Tyson Wright. Tyson to Grant. He'll try for three. Short. Rebound to Rager. Here goes Rager. Watch him all the way. See, he's not afraid. He's blocked. Gets his own rebound. Throws the ball behind his back as he falls to the floor to a teammate. Now he gets back up, shoots the three, and hits it.
Did I call that? Hey.
Did I call that correctly, Kyle?
When you've got all that all-out hustle, sometimes the ball just bounces your way, and he's able to knock down the three.
Kid has no quit in him.
Yeah. I like him.
48-28. Mount Carmel has now built a 20-point lead. 10 seconds remaining. Tyson Wright to Trey Reed. Trey shot. No good. Rebound. No shot at the buzzer. And that's it for the third quarter play. We've got 8 minutes left. After three on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Mount Carmel Aces 48, Washington Hatchets 28. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will soon open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. And I'm John Baldwin, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back at the Hatchet House. Dwayne Shake and Kyle Cornelius on WAMW FM Washington. Got a final. Bar Reeve. Winners tonight over Vincennes Reve, 51-26, the final. Coach Hughes and the Vikings back on the winning track after an overtime loss at Evansville Memorial last Saturday afternoon. Mount Carmel starting with the ball to begin this fourth quarter. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Hatchets. So the Aces hang on to it.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Dan and Becky Price listening to us all the way down in Florida this evening.
Hey, thanks for listening online at WAMWAMFM.com.
If you're listening to us tonight, let us know where you're at.
I always enjoy hearing from the listeners. There's a long three by Doan, and he nailed it. He was about three steps off. Brett Doan connects for his first points tonight, 51-28 in favor of Mount Carmel. Hunter Killian in the lineup now, gets the ball, feeds it out to Tyson Wright, off to Evan Francis, who tries for three, and Evan connects from downtown. It's only the second three-pointer of the night for the Hatchets. Francis with seven, makes it 51-31.
Washington down to 2-2-1 full-court press. Mount Carmel just gets it across. Wow.
Oh, man. Come on. Kyle, is this what we're going to have?
I thought this was big stage, big gate. What's Dockage say? I don't know. Something like that.
Oh, don't go quoting.
Big time, big stage. This is big eight, and they call that little cheap foul.
That was cheap. I mean, come on. 7 minutes left. 51-31. I don't know. I'm sorry, Kyle. I can't help you.
I know.
There's Doan for three more.
Wow. They didn't look like they could shoot the ball in the first half, Dwayne, and they connected.
They've hit five threes in the second half after going 1-for-6 in the first half. There's a nice drive to the bucket by Trey Reed, and we just can't catch a break. You're supposed to get those.
How did that come out? You're
supposed to get those on your home court. Literally rolled all the way around the rim and could not get through. Braden Stipp and Doan playing pitch and catch outside right now. We're in the final 6 minutes. The Aces 54, Washington 31. Doan three again and gets another one.
He's feeling it.
Three threes in a row for Brett Doan. They're long threes too. 57-31. Lob pass intended for Trey Reed, knocked loose and taken away by the Aces. Mount Carmel back to Doan again. That's well off the mark.
That's a heat check.
Yeah.
He was not open at all, but he was firing.
Guess what? Mount Carmel gets their own rebound, another offensive board for the Aces. 57-31, 5.5 minutes remaining in the contest. Mount Carmel in control with the ball. Tonight's game brought to you by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North, Washington. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer. And there's another three, Braden Stipp now. 4 3-pointers in this quarter for the Aces, 60-31. The Kingpin Bowling Center, Kingpin Restaurant, inviting you to rock and bowl tonight after the game. $10 for all you can bowl on State Street. Enjoy some great pizza and food. There's Tyson Wright trying for three, and we just can't get him to fall.
All right, that was round and out again.
Doggone it. There's a charging foul
good
against
job,
Rager.
Trey.
Trey Reed set up to take that charge.
I think Trey has figured out that when Rager gets the basketball, he's going straight to the rack no matter what. Trey doing a nice job stepping in front and taking that charge. Mount Carmel's virtually emptying out the bench.
Tonight's
so to
game
speak.
Brought to you by Pepsi Beverages, the official soft drink of the Hatchets, and the Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Evan Francis is fouled as he drives to the hoop, and Francis will shoot two free ones. Also want to thank the Hayes and Dant Law Office, Tim Dant, and the crew at the Hayes and Dant Law Office, proud supporters of Hatchet Hoops. Crane Federal Credit Union banking on a Hatchet victory. And the Edley Mortuary caring for you when you need the care the most. Evan Francis hits the first free throw. 8 points tonight for Evan. Makes it 60-32. One more free toss coming. The second free throw from Francis, short. Austin Rager gets the board. Rager over to Brett Doan. Now to Blake Golden. Top of the key to Bo Stipp. Several new faces in for the Aces, as Kyle mentioned, in this final 4 minutes. Mount Carmel well in control, leading 60-32 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Rager gets the shot and the foul. Rager going for the conventional three-point play. Foul called on Grant Niehaus.
How big is he, Dwayne? Do you know? About 6'4"?
Rager's listed at 6'4", exactly. Good call. He's a junior. We got one more year to face this guy, too.
I could see him playing at the next level at some point, some capacity, as he's a very nice player, very long, athletic, can shoot it, take it to the rack. Nice defender. All around a very good
and
player.
And quick.
Yeah.
Extremely quick. Free throw is up and in. Good for one more. Austin Rager. 22 points tonight.
Does a little bit of everything for them. As he almost comes up with a steal and now does at half court.
Yep. Good defense there by Rager.
Right on cue.
And Dawson Brown finishes with two more. These guys can't miss right now, Kyle. Man. Their shooting percentage has got to be in the high 60s.
I'm not as good as Bro. I'll get it figured at the end, okay?
65-32, and a charging foul call on Hunter Killian. Push off. Gives it back to the Aces. Bryce Browning going to check in now for Hunter. 3:23 left to go. We got some more faces in for Mount Carmel. They've cleared the bench. Tonight's game brought to you by the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Headlines Beauty Salon, Kim, Danielle, and Susan, proud to back the Washington Hatchets. JV did get the win in the preliminary contest tonight, 38-28. The varsity having a tougher row to hoe as they trail 65-32 with 3 minutes left. Kiowa Jones off to Grant Niehaus. Grant drains the three. Niehaus with his fifth point makes it 65-35. We'll be back here tomorrow night with the South Knox Spartans in town. That's an 8 o'clock tip, 7:45 airtime here on Memories 107.9. Evan Francis open for three. Nope. Rebound to Kiowa Jones, and he's fouled as he tries to put it back. Kiowa Jones is going to shoot a pair of free throws for the Hatchets. Postgame report coming up, presented by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent. And by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, and our overall MVP presented by Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. That's all coming up on the Hatchet postgame. Kiowa Jones 1-for-2 at the free throw line. The offensive rebound for the Hatchets. Kicked out to Kiowa. He tries for three. It's too strong. And the ball back to Mount Carmel. Final score, Northeast Dubois beats the Lagodi Lions tonight, 47-40. Dubois gets the win over Lagodi. Evansville Memorial leading Vincennes at the half, 31-22. There's a three by the Aces, no good. Grant Niehaus skies to clean the board, and he'll push it up the floor for Washington. 65-36, in favor of the Aces. Kiowa Jones tied up in the air. Jump ball is a call, and the ball staying with Washington.
You know, Dwayne, you look, it was a 9-point game with about 4 or 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Washington had cut it to 9, and now it's 29 as Mount Carmel just really went on a run there.
Well, I tell you what, this team is tough. I told you, though, Kyle, coming in the pregame, Coach Miller talked about it as well. They're a force. They've got height. They've got speed. They've got shooters inside and out. And they're going to finish tied for second in the Big 8 Conference.
I could see that.
Ace is now trying to run the final minute and a half. They lead 65-36. There's a shot well off the mark, and on the rebound, a foul called against Mount Carmel, giving it back to Washington. And now that is enough for the bonus for the Hatchets, so we'll go down and shoot one in bonus. Well, the game has moved right along. Only took an hour to get this one finished up. Bryce Browning is at the line, shooting 1-1. Be sure to wake up to Saturday Morning Live tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m. We'll have the swap shop, the weekend news beat, and much more. Weekend birthdays and anniversaries, Saturday Morning Live, 8 to 10 a.m. And then join us as we broadcast live from Mattress by Appointment from 11 to 1. Big savings on your next mattress at Mattress by Appointment tomorrow. Come by for lunch. Got a chance to win a queen-size mattress. And 50 to 80% off. Mattress by Appointment right next to the Washington Radio Center will be on hand 11 to 1 tomorrow afternoon. There's a steal by the Hatchets. Bryce Browning couldn't get the lay-in, but got his own rebound and put it back in for two more. 65-40, under a minute left to go. Bloomfield topped North Knox tonight, 72-27. There's another steal by the Hatchets.
Uh-oh, could be a dunk.
Bryce, nope, lays it up and in for two more.
I thought he was stepping it off. Bryce, nice job by Browning. Two turnovers in a row caused by him.
Browning has six. It's 65-42. Final 30 seconds. There's a long three.
Why not?
And it's no good. There's another rebound for Bryce. Crowd starting to file out now. This one is going to be final here in a matter of 20 seconds. Hatchets will drop to 9 and 11. Mount Carmel will improve to 16 and 11. As Evan Francis connects 4-3, his second three-pointer of the quarter. And that's where we'll end it. Final here tonight on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Washington Hatchets fall at home to the Mount Carmel Aces. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Mount Carmel 65, Washington 45. Post-game report coming up in 3 minutes on WAMW.
brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center. Or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Hi, this is Clara at Myers LP Gas, a family-owned and operated business serving Davis, Knox, Pike, and Greene counties. Ask our hundreds of satisfied customers how important fixed pricing, budget billing, and 24-hour service is. At Myers LP Gas, we put you, our customer, first. Myers LP Gas, located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington. Call 254-6809. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchet Sports.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at the Hatchet House, Washington falls at home tonight on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 65-45, your final. Individual scoring for the Hatchets. Evan Francis leads the way with 11 points. Trey Reed chipped in 7. Tyson Wright had 7. 6 points for Bryce Browning. 5 points for Grant Niehaus. 4 for Julius Hardiman. And 4 for Gage Latham. Kiowa Jones chipped in a free throw. 11 for Evan Francis, pacing the way for Washington. For Mount Carmel, they were led by Austin Rager. The junior finished with 22 tonight. Brayden Stipp added 17. 9 points for Brett Doan, all in that fourth quarter. 7 points for Jackson Marcotte, who really didn't play a whole lot. Still chipped in 7. 4 points for Blake Golden. 4 points for Caleb Appleby. And 2 for Dawson Brown, but it was Austin Rager with 22 and Brayden Stipp with 17 leading the way for the Aces. Mount Carmel led from the get-go. After one quarter, it was 24-8. At the half, 33-19. After three, 48-28. And your final, 65-45. Let's take another 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll visit with Coach Gene Miller, and Kyle Cornelius has the final team stats. It's the Hatchet Postgame Report brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and Sterling & Company Professional Corporation. Back to the Hatchet House, 2 minutes on WAMW.
We know farming is your way of life and you love it. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. I'm sure you don't love worrying about the maintenance of your farm equipment though. That's why we recommend the full line of Sitgo Ag products to our customers. Sitgo SitGuard motor oils, premium gear oils, TransGuard tractor hydraulic fluid, and Lithoplex greases are all engineered to meet the challenges your farm presents. Trust your farm equipment to Sitco Lubricants from Freddie Energy.
Freddie Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at the Hatchet House, as our postgame report continues, Washington falls here tonight. A Big 8 conference battle with Mount Carmel. Final score, 65-45. Coach Gene Miller joins us for the postgame analysis. Coach, a tough team tonight, Mount Carmel. A solid basketball team, and they just had their way with us tonight.
They beat us in every way possible. They were bigger, stronger, quicker, more athletic. Shot the ball better, rebounded the ball better, handled the ball better, played better defense. I mean, there's nothing they just beat us in every way possible. They've just much better basketball team tonight.
And this team is going to finish what, tied for second in the conference this year?
Who?
Mount Carmel?
Mount Carmel? No, they'll be toward the bottom. I think they're below us. The only team they beat is No, they might be tied with us now. They'll be tied with us for 3-3. They're 3-3 in the conference. So they'll be tied with us for third place. I think it's Princeton or Jasper 6-0, Princeton 5-1. Then Vincennes, us, and Mount Carmel were all 3-3. And then Boonville was 1-5, and Mount Vernon was 0-6.
There you have it.
So we were tied for third with these guys.
Well, they're a tough team, no doubt about it. They're done. They're over in Illinois. Let them go back to the land of Lincoln. We got South Knox here tomorrow night and another tough challenge with Coach Mark Rohr's ball club.
Yeah, they're playing really well. They're a good basketball team. They're a good defensive team. They play well defensively. Offensively, they've got some kids that can shoot the basketball, and they've got the Fickling brothers down inside with good size and strength.
And I couldn't help but notice Coach Rohr in attendance tonight. He had the night off. He was taking a few notes up here, too.
I bet he didn't get a lot done tonight. Bet he didn't get a lot of notes tonight.
Unless well, we
was,
didn't show him
unless
anything.
Talking about Mount Carmel.
Well, we didn't show him anything, so that'll be good.
We definitely didn't show him anything, that's for sure.
Well, come back tomorrow night, like you said. Come back tomorrow night and then finish next week on the road at Evansville Memorial. And got the sectional draw coming up this Sunday, too, which will be interesting, and I know you'll be watching that. So.
Well, the one good thing about high school basketball, you play Friday and Saturday nights, so you got a chance to redeem yourself tomorrow night, a chance to come back and play another ball game tomorrow. And, you know, if you win tomorrow, then, you got something out of the weekend, and you can proceed on. But it's going to be another tough battle to tomorrow. Mark's got the South Knox playing really well, and they're a good basketball team.
And tomorrow night will be senior night, so
people come out and support the seniors that we have, Evan and Gage, and hopefully Billy will be back. He was sick tonight, our manager.
I can't think of it either.
Tater?
No, no. Tater's just a
he's just a junior.
That's Jeremy. Jeremiah Bissy.
There you go.
Our manager, who does a great job. He's a great young man and does an outstanding job as a manager as well.
You got Tater for one more year. That's right. He's just a junior. All right, Coach, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night back here at the Hatchet House.
All right, thanks.
Let's take another timeout. We'll be back with more right after this on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
The Washington High School Drama Club is proud to present Once Upon a Teen at the Washington High School Auditorium. The production will be held Friday and Saturday nights, February 16th and 17th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, February 18th at 2 p.m. for a matinee show. Tickets are $5 and available at the door. Advance tickets are on sale now from any cast member. Once Upon a Teen, presented by the Washington High School Drama Club, will be presented February 16th, 17th, and 18th in the high school auditorium. This reminder, a service of Fretting Energy in Washington.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for built Ford tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
When the snow begins to fall, what is your plan for snow removal? Sure, you could have your buddy pile your lot, but would it be done right? Consider the potential damage untrained plowing might do. Heller's Lawn Pro understands how to maintain and preserve the asphalt surface. Although you never know when a snowstorm may hit, not having someone ready to clear a path for you could be a disaster. Call the experts at Heller's Unlimited today at 610-0055 and let them relieve you of your winter burden.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back for a final time at the Hatchet House. Washington falls at home to the Mount Carmel Aces in our final Big 8 conference game of the year. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Mount Carmel 65, Washington 45. You want to recap the team stats, Kyle?
Mount Carmel, your Golden Aces. They were 17 out of 27 from two-point range for 63%. 8 out of 18 from 3 as they came to life there in the second half with the 3-ball, 44%. 10 offensive rebounds, 22 defensive rebounds, 7 out of 12 from the foul line for 58%, and 10 turnovers for the game. Your Washington Hatchets were 12 out of 30 from two-point range for 40%, 4 out of 14 from 3 for 29%, 8 offensive rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds, 9 out of 12 from the foul line, and they, too, had 10 turnovers as a team.
Washington led in scoring by Evan Francis with 11 points tonight. Austin Rager for Mount Carmel led all scorers with 22. That Big 8 conference finishes with a cluster tie in the middle. 3-3 records for Vincennes, Mount Carmel, and Washington. Jasper claims the Big 8 outright with a perfect 6-0 record. Princeton finishes second at 5-1. The only thing left to do is to hand out the postgame awards. Let's start first with the Freddie Energy, High Energy Player of the Game. Brought to you by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. What you got, Kyle?
High energy player of the game tonight. We'll go with Tyson Wright, point guard. Finished with 7 points.
He'll be your high-energy player.
Tyson, 7 points, 2 for 2 from the line at 3 and a 2 ball. Tyson Wright, the high-energy player of the game. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough player of the game. Brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
Ford Tough player of the game. We'll go with your freshman, Trey Reed. 7 points, 5 rebounds. Did a nice job out there tonight. Tough player, Trey Reed.
Trey Reed, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. Finally, the overall MVP. It's a service of Vandaloo Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. The MVP honors belong to?
We'll go with Evan Francis tonight. Senior guard. Ended the night with 11 points, a couple threes late in the game. Evan Francis is going to be your player of the game.
Evan Francis, the senior. 11 points, the leading scorer for the Hatchets, and tonight's overall MVP. Washington wins the JV game 38-28, falling short in the varsity contest. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 65-45. Mount Carmel gets the win. Be sure to join us back here tomorrow night as the South Knox Spartans will be in town. It's another 8 o'clock tip-off. We're on the air at 7:45, and it is senior night, as the seniors will be honored before the varsity tip tomorrow evening. For our studio producer, Andy Morrison, and sidekick Kyle Cornelius, this is Dwayne Shake again reminding you the final, Mount Carmel 65, Washington 45. Good night. So long from the Hatchet House.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.